All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the Stranger Than Fiction Halacha Shiur. This week is an interesting question. It doesn't come up exactly the same way as it does in this question in America so much, but there's a lot of ways you can extrapolate. The Zohar says that it's very, very important that you make a bracha when somebody's around to answer amen. That the bracha and the amen go very well together. One is sort of the completion of the other. And so many people are very, very careful to make sure to make brachos when people are around to answer amen. And one time there was a teenager who decided to accept that on himself, that he would only make brachos on like food and drinks when people were around to answer amen. One time it happened that he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and he was very, very thirsty. He's in his parents' home, but he's the only one up. He doesn't want to wake anybody because that would be gezel sheina. You're not allowed to wake somebody up. You're stealing their sleep. So he's obviously not going to do that, but he wants to take a drink of water. So what's he supposed to do? He gets this idea. He picks up the telephone and he dials 144, which in Israel is the equivalent of 411. It's the directory. So he calls the phone operator. The phone operator says, "Hi, how can I help you?" And he says, "Well, to tell you the truth, I need somebody to answer amen. Do you mind listening for a minute?" And so after this pause, the operator is like, "Okay." And so he makes the bracha, shahakol niyabivaro, person answers amen, and they hang up. Afterwards, he wondered, is that the right thing to do? What might be problematic about calling up the operator and asking them to answer amen? Assuming that they're Jewish. Assuming that they're Jewish. What would be a problem? Yeah. You're wasting their time. Okay, so what's the problem with wasting their time?
You're using the service in a way that's like, they didn't say, "Hey, call us up," and they're there to give you information. Either it's free or it's public, but either way, did he pay for it?
Sure. 411, you have to pay for service.
I don't know if in Israel it's the same.
So in America, you have to pay for the service. In Israel, you don't. In Israel, it's a public service, at least according to this. At least according to this particular number.
So the rabbi said over Zoom, the whole Kaddish and Tzibbutz didn't quite work.
I'm sorry?
That's instead of over Zoom, the Kaddish and
Okay. So so now we have two potential issues. The first is, does it work to answer virtually? And the second is, what about wasting their time if they're being paid to do a job and they're not doing it right now? Technically, maybe you're stealing from them. So two issues. So let's do your issue first about the virtual thing. So this happened a lot during COVID that we had a question, are you allowed to have a minyan? Can you listen to Megillah? Can you have a zimun? There's a lot of things about whether you're allowed to participate in a joint mitzvah activity over Zoom or over the phone. So the consensus of many poskim in our world is that you can respond, you're allowed to answer amen, but you're not considered to be grouped together. So it doesn't count for a minyan, it doesn't count for a zimun. It may or may not count for Megillah, that's a question. But for Amen, you're not joining together in one process. It's that's your reaction when somebody does a bracha. They're two separate things. Somebody says a bracha and then you answer Amen, and just one is triggered by the other. But since you're not connected, that's okay. So that's one issue solved. The other, though, we might say, okay, it's just a few seconds. I'm not really stealing from anybody. But in fact, the Gemara actually says that a worker that's hired for the entire day, during the times of the Gemara, there were two ways that people would be employed. The first was for a job, called a kablan or a contractor, that you're paid to do a certain job. The other is that you are a paid laborer for the day. We hire you for the day, and you're supposed to work from sunrise to sunset, and we pay you X amount of money. And so the Gemara says that somebody who's paid to work from sunrise to sunset, they're allowed to take a break to say Shema. They're allowed to take a break to eat and bench. They're allowed to take a break to daven shmona esrei. However, they're not allowed to form a minyan and daven chazaras hashatz and do birchas kohanim because it takes too long and you're wasting the time that you're being paid for. So essentially, you're stealing from your employer. And so that's it, it's really, really, it seems a little outlandish to us. But they were very concerned about that. The Gemara in Tainus has a story about this very honest rabbi, the grandson of Choni HaMa'agel, that he wouldn't even speak to people if he was hired for the entire day because he says, it's not my time, it's my employer's time. So if you're being paid to, I don't know, shovel snow or mow a lawn, sometimes they could pay you, okay, we'll pay you X amount of money to shovel the driveway or to mow the lawn in the front yard or the backyard. So there you're being paid for a job. But if you charge per hour, you can't go onto your phone. You can't start texting somebody in the middle unless it's part of the job because technically you're stealing. And so what do you think? Over here, in this case, is answering amen similar to saying Shema, which you're allowed to do? Or is it similar to saying davening with the minyan, davening chazar sashatz, or duchenin, which you're not allowed to do? What would you say? You say the latter. Why?
Because the person answering the phone has no obligation to listen to this grand person say nothing.
Okay, so you say that it's purely elective. I can just choose to not listen to you because it has nothing to do with my job, and so therefore it should fall into the latter category. Anybody else agree, disagree?
I would agree with that. Meaning, Shema, you have a personal obligation. There's a chiyuv. Here, there's no chiyuv for him to answer. I mean, only he's now being called to put into the position of maybe now that he heard the bracha, he has to say amen, but like he's being, that would be, I would say, the achrayus of the person not to call.
Okay.
Maybe once he called and says the bracha, now he could answer amen because he's now maybe has a chiyuv too, but you shouldn't have called in the first place.
Okay, so you're agreeing and saying that we should differentiate between things that you're obligated to do and things that you're not obligated to do. So Rav Zilberstein actually has a different formulation. He says that we don't differentiate between obligatory and non-obligatory. So you have to think about it from the perspective of the employer. Nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays you are allowed to daven chazar sashatz and you're allowed to duchen. And in fact, in Israeli law, they mandate that workers have to give people enough time to daven, whether they're Jewish, they're Christian, they're Muslim. There's a certain, in labor laws in Israel, you have to have a certain amount of time. I think it's like 20 minutes for Shacharis, 20 minutes, and 10 minutes for Mincha and Ma'ariv. So 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, evening, whatever you're doing. So the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't depend on what you're obligated or not obligated to do. It depends on what the employer is makpid on, what the employer cares about. So Shema, it's a mitzvah, so the guy has to care about that. For Chazaras Hashatz, it's nice if you're able to do it, but if you can't, then you can't. So there it depends, is the employer makpid or not? So nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not so makpid, it doesn't take that long. So this directory answering Amen, Rav Zilberstein said, it's just a couple of seconds, and it's customer service. We don't want people to be rude and say, oh, you want to hear Amen? Sorry, I got to go. It's bad customer service. And so here, for just a couple of seconds, the employer isn't going to be makpid. So he says it would be okay to do that for the person to pick up the phone and answer amen and for you to call. What I want you guys to take away, aside if you ever want to call up the Israeli 144 number to answer amen, is that there are times when you're hired per hour to do something. Again, whether it's shoveling, whether it's mowing a lawn, whether it's raking leaves, whether it's babysitting. If you're paid by the hour, you have an obligation to dedicate 100% of that time to doing that job. And if you deviate from that, you're technically stealing from the person that's paying you. Now, sometimes they're not makpid, because, listen, that's part of living life. But if you even have this slight concern that might bother them, then you're not allowed to do that. That's something to take very, very seriously. Anyway. Have a great day. Thank you so much for coming. Please, if you want to take another donut, feel free to do so.